Most of us know that depriving ourselves of sleep leaves us groggy and irritable. Maybe we even nod off at work. But according to sleep researcher Eve Van Cotter, there is a lot more to worry about. She says that chronic sleep deprivation can lead to diabetes and obesity. Since we're such a sleep-starved nation, her findings may help explain why those diseases have recently reached epidemic proportions. Van Cotter told Steve Paulson about her startling findings.
We studied very healthy young adults who were normally had 7 to 8 hours of bedtimes, and we restricted their bedtimes to 4 hours per night for just 1 week. And then we extended their bedtimes to 12 hours per night so that we let them recover the number of bedtime hours that we had restricted during the initial part of the study. And what we noticed is that when they were in this state of sleep debt resulting from sleep curtailment, they had a number of hormonal and metabolic alterations that were quite severe. In fact, we tested them on a test that is usually done to do diabetes research, and their results were consistent with the finding of a pre-diabetic condition, which is rather serious in healthy young adults.
This is astonishing. You're saying these young adults just had a week of 4 hours of sleep a night, and they started getting the early indications of diabetes?
Definitely. That is what we found. We were very surprised by the magnitude of the effect. Now, the nice part of it is that when we allowed them to recover all the sleep that they had lost, their metabolic profile, their glucose regulation went back completely to normal. So the study was alarming in indicating that the effects of chronic partial sleep loss can be very severe. It was comforting to know that you can actually, at least if you're a young adult, you can recover from the negative impact of sleep loss.
I have to say, this is all pretty scary to me because I have two young kids who sleep rather badly, and I probably haven't had 8 hours of sleep more than a handful of times in the last couple of years. Am I doomed?
Well, I think you probably run a health risk that is similar to having poor nutrition, a sedentary lifestyle, maybe smoking. You know, those are well-recognized risk factors for diseases like diabetes, obesity, hypertension. Chronic partial sleep loss was never recognized as such, but our studies seriously suggest that, in fact, sleep loss is a risk factor that should be up there, right, with lack of exercise, poor nutrition, stress as a risk factor.
Why would this cause obesity?
In follow-up studies, we noticed that the alteration of glucose metabolism that is most often found in chronic partial sleep loss is what is called insulin resistance, in that the body has to produce more insulin in order to achieve normal glucose levels. And that insulin resistance is the number one risk factor for obesity. So this is one reason why we think that sleep loss will promote obesity. Sleep loss will promote obesity because it promotes insulin resistance. There is a second important reason we believe this is that we noticed that the levels of the hormone leptin, which signals to the brain the state of satiety of the individual and the level of caloric expenditure, are depressed in the state of sleep loss. So that the body, in effect, is saying, oh, we need more calories because we're really in a near famine here, in a state of semi-starvation, when in fact the subjects were fed normally. So we are screaming famine, even though we are eating plenty.
Do you have any sense of how sleep-deprived as a country we are?
Well, there are reports that suggest that during the first half of the 20th century, the average sleep times, the average bedtimes, rather, were around 9 hours, and that currently they're only a little over 7 hours. Now, there are large segments of the population who only get 5 to 6 hours of sleep per night, And that includes all the shift workers and all the people who take advantage of the 24-hour society. The fact that we have 24-hour TV programs has cut down the number of time, the number of hours that people dedicate to sleep each night as well.
What happens if we go through a certain period of life when we don't sleep a lot or we sleep less than we had before? I mean, we have maybe young kids and we're waking up a lot during the night, or we have a job that requires us to work at night, but then we get more sleep later on. We go back to getting 8 hours a night. Are we okay then?
We hope so. We don't know that. There's no study so far that has addressed that very important question. Our study was a short-term study, 1 week, and indeed these young adults were able to recover fully. Whether you can recover after years of partial sleep loss and whether you can recover when you're in midlife or late life is a big question.
Steve Paulson talked to Eve Van Cotter, a sleep scientist at the University of Chicago.